years ago, I was thought I was great, like all the younger crowd now, oh, sure, I can go and do this and I can do that. Sure, you're going only one road and one road only. But if you get a second chance, grab it at the first chance you get. That's all I can say to people. And about Limerick as well, you can get a second chance. Years ago, I was thought I was great, like all the younger crowd now, oh, sure, I can go and do this and I can do that. Sure, you're going only one road and one road only. But if you get a second chance, grab it at the first chance you get. That's all I can say to people. And about Limerick as well, you can get a second chance.
The crowds have been just gathering on the street like all afternoon now to wait to see her.
Home.
I'm very proud of the city. It was born rather than not long ago. I'm very proud of it.
I have to sit and have a chat or something. Not enough people stop and have a chat.
I have to throw in tackies.
I was tired of the false impression that people had of Limerick.
I'm a Limerick man, but originally I'm from Nigeria.
Oh, I'm totally withered.
Time to down dies.
Never trained.
To be retaliated, we had to vent with the most
What a beautiful place, actually. Really.
The second great siege was when the wall was breached, and there were absolute heroics here in Limerick when the wall was defended by the citizens. Those 1691 people were magnificently brave.
Cities change, and that which we think we know about a city changes too.
Skateboarding is fun because, like, when you're bored, you can come over here and you play, and that's the fun thing about it. No one complains. If you fall, you fall.
Welcome to the graveyard. All the streets have met the dead. Whether stabbed or shot, it's the bed that we made. It's too late to clean it up. Now we're sawing our heads. Too many die from violence. So it's all connected. What you say about me? What you say about him or her? Better be careful or you start a war. War but nobody wins. War but so many sins. Limerick is a lady. Throw the fucking shit in the bin. Because every little action triggers a reaction. An early grave for young men is an only option. Sad story but true.
St. Munchin set the curse on Limerick City that no Limerick man would ever do well. It's always the person that comes from outside that would get on well in Limerick.
They think basically everyone in Limerick are scumbags.
Before, everybody was hello and good morning. I would more look down rather than look up. You're afraid in case you look wrong at some of the young people and they get very aggressive.
Nine, go ahead.
You can walk around all the streets and never really look up. There's some ways we're quite led by an illusion of the city, like what we're kind of told that we should believe about different spaces.
We're going through the whole Limerick City, the whole Limerick City. It's going to be a really long walk. All the people marching, leprechauns, everyone. There's lots of stuff in the parades for Patrick's Day.
What do you want to call a rough neighbourhood? You know what I mean? You want to say South Hill, Moyrass, the Island Field, Weston, you want to say they're all rough neighbourhoods. People say they're rough neighbourhoods, but live in them and they're not.
When I went from Limerick to work in Dublin, I said, tackies? What the hell are they? They're saying that to all the runners, because I've never heard that word in their life. Like,
pig's toes.
The pig's trotters, they're called.
they'd be boiled in for about two and a half hours. They used to use them a lot in Limerick here one time in the pubs. When they'd eat a few toes, they'd get a bit toasty. Because the salt is in the toes, you know.
I love the station. I love when you come out and you look around and you see over there is the park and the Georgian Quarter and then all the takeaways and the bars, and I like that mixture.
Can I get you just a little bit sorry? Okay, folks. Over here. Thank you.
I love dogs. Shih Tzu, Yorkie, Westie, Bichon is a very popular dog in the island.
From the time we were 14 until we got married, all we did was 7 nights a week for dance and jiving.
There's a picture of me, my nephew and brother doing selfies here. Put them up on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Snapchat.
And Viber. Selfie.
I was born in Edward Street there. When I was younger, I used to go up to town on Collins Street and all those and down to Woolworths. And it was packed. But now you see hardly no one, but they're all out in the shopping centre now.
The mighty Shannon flows on. There was not a single murder in Limerick during the past year, while the city of sport became the city of culture.
Strawberry, mango and pineapple, chocolate hazelnut.
Here we have some alstroemeria, some roses, anthuriums, gerbera, solidaster, lilies, Casablanca lilies, and the more open
we have corned beef there that we cure. It's handed down from generations, the cured of the cotton beef, you know. And then we have the packet and tripe. The packet is the blood, cured blood. And the tripe is the belly of the beef. It's cut up and boiled. It can be boiled in milk or it can be boiled in water for about an hour and a half. And then you...
Do your bit to keep Limerick clean. Stop Limerick dog litter. Use any bag, any bin. Please pick up after your dog.
I'm a Brazilian, but I'm a Limerick lady.
Hello, hon.
Come here, I want you.
Oi, come on, I want you.
Here, I want you. He's only a go.
A wreck. She won't give you a wreck if you saw her.
Don't say anything over right, her.
Go away, you steamer.
The parish is an island, actually, in the centre of Limerick City. This is where Limerick came from. The Vikings came up the river and formed their first settlement. All Limerick people know they're not all the same colour, they're not all the same religion, and they don't all come from the same five parishes.
When you come up here of a Sunday morning, it's like going back in time. Because when there's no one around and there's no cars on the road, and you stand in Perry Square, or you stand at Michael's Church, or even at the Dominican's Church, and look, it's like looking back in time.
I became the cause of every misadventure and failed business. I shouldered the blame. For those who arrived into the world without drawing breath. Now with hindsight. And those who left it too soon. I know I said what I did out of frustration. And even if it were possible, I never meant to curse the city and its people. It could not last forever. Could it?
You want to bring the streets alive. You know, you want to lighten up the streets with people. Turn the streets into a theatre.
Turn the streets into a theatre.
Giant enormous, even bigger than all of us.
The streets of Limerick have not been rebranded but reclaimed.
Magnificently brave.
The footsteps there of the giant granny as she walked in Limerick amongst nearly 100,000 people over a truly magical September weekend. And so ends episode 9 of our 12-part series by Grey Heron Media, Limerick 2014, As It Lives and Breathes. The series was specially commissioned from Grey Heron Media by RTE Lyric FM and Limerick's Live 95 FM to mark Limerick City of Culture 2014. As It Lives and Breathes was written and produced by Dermot McIntyre, Mairead O'Connor and Mary MacDonald of Grey Heron Media. It was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.